teaching in the fifth grade during recess, we had a problem with the boys getting in fights and arguments about who was winning and what was out of bounds. And so the fifth grade team decided, you know what, maybe we just don't let them play football. And I was like, that's a big group of boys that'll be just running around the playground. I was like, that's going to cause other problems. So I was like, you know what, I'll just play with them. And so I was all-time quarterback. And it was awesome because, you know, girls who never played before came over and started playing. And I could – and this sounds terrible, but I decided who won really because I could throw picks. You know, if somebody didn't catch it one time when the boys were quarterbacks, they would never throw to that person again. And I thought – I felt like my job was to, you know, inspire confidence. So I would throw interceptions and I would keep on throwing to the same person. And I would throw it to the girls even though they didn't like it.
And when you moved to teach in the first grade, I distinctly remember you coming home and saying – I can't play football with these kids. These are six-year-olds. I need to find something because all of the lessons that they learned and all of the interactions that you had with those kids playing football was so important. And you found that kickball was how you could relate in recess time to your first graders.
And in the kickball, it's the same thing. It's for you know, otherwise there'd be too many arguments about who's safe, who's out, who gets to kick. And so I invite kids that normally wouldn't play. I mean, for example, Finley, she was so teeny tiny, and her mom came to me and said, you know, Finley really wants to play kickball, but she's too nervous to come and ask you because she doesn't know how to play. And so I never said anything to Finley, but her mom said anything to me. Mm-hmm. And then I brought her over, and I taught her how to play, and it was so funny because she came over in her little dress, and she kicked the ball the first time, and it was not a very good kick, and she started running to first base. She trips. She gets mulch all over her dress, but she stops to rub the mulch off, and the boys, like, come in with the ball, and, like, they tag her. And I was like, no, that doesn't count. She's never played before. I'm like, let's do that. That's a redo. But I feel like if I wasn't there for that moment, well, then Finley probably would have never played kickball again. And then she became one of the best kickers. And then when she would come up, and I think that inspired her confidence in the classroom because the boys were saying, big kicker, big kicker. That's huge for a six-year-old girl who wears dresses at school all the time and stops in the middle of a game to rub the mulch off while the kids, like, the boys have dirty knees and, like, mulch all over their face. And so
I think the kickball isn't such an important part of who you are as an educator. And part of that is because in education, both you and I have observed teachers during recess or free time or gym time or something like
that's
that.
That's their break.
Sitting.
You know, we're there for 8 hours a day. There is no time off. That's why you chose this profession. At least that's why I chose it. You know,
right.
And the silly things that we do out there, two pumps on the chest and a peace sign. So it's like.
With a fist.
Yeah, so peace out. You know, peace out. And so the kids are walking down the hallway to get a drink of water. They're like, Miss Yopart. And I was like, oh, that's hilarious. And so I told my last first graders, just because we were being silly one day in class, and it's towards the end of the school year, but I told them, I was like, you know, everybody, every time you guys see your older teachers, you guys are always like, hi, how you doing? I was like, when we see each other, we're always going to do the two pump and the peace out. And boys and girls alike, they'll see me, they're like, Miss Yopart. And I think it's the funniest thing. I'm like,
right. That's
something. And, you know, when school started, I forgot about it. And then here comes Harrison, he's Mr. Yopart. And I'm like, oh, you remember? Yeah. My holy cow, that's awesome.